Blog Talk Radio. Okay, let's play that. Let's play this.
Down. got a father waiting over yonder. I've got a father waiting over yonder. And I can hear Father calling my name. And he's waiting just for me. And he's waiting.
Lifestyle of faith, direct encounters with our Heavenly Father, and a life transformation. is when we live our lives in light of the perfect sacrifice of Jesus, that we can begin to experience all his death was purposed to bring us. Well, God longs for his children to walk in intimacy with him, directly connected to his offspring and love for us. May you experience a more tangible, loving, and powerful connection with your Heavenly Father this week. The presence of our God is everywhere. He moves, lives, breathes, and works all around us. Psalms chapter 84, verse 3 declares that the extensiveness of our Heavenly Father's presence is saying, even the sparrow finds a home and a swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars. Psalms 84 proclaims that even the birds of the air find their home before the altars of the Almighty Living God. Even the birds of the air come before God's presence as they lay their young in the canopies. And the psalm begs the question, if birds come before the Creator or are simply existing here on earth, how much more available is the presence of our Heavenly Father to us, his children? How much farther does his hand reach to us who are now covered by the powerful sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ? There is nowhere we can run to and escape God's reach. David writes in Psalm chapter 139, verses 7 to 12, where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for the darkness is a light with you. The God of all comfort, all mercy and forgiveness, and of all love surrounds you right now. And as a child of God, his spirit now dwells within you. So prior to Jesus' death, God's people did not have constant access to the fullness of his presence. The nature of the holiness of our sin created an insurmountable crevice between us and him. But through Jesus' death, we now have access to God's nearness anytime, any place. The veil between God and us has been torn, and we can now live our lives constantly experiencing the manifest presence of our Heavenly Father. So where do you need God's presence to fill you today? Where do you need comfort, peace, or patience? Where do you find to be loved, held, liked, or wanted? Your Heavenly Father is waiting to run out to meet you as the Father did with the prodigal son. He's waiting to throw you a party where you are his guest of honor. He loves you like you, wants you, and now he has you. There is no better experience in a life than connecting directly with your Heavenly Father. May you open your heart and experience all that he longs to pour out over you today as you spend time encountering him in prayer. Meditate on the omnipresence of God. Renew your mind to the availability of a tangible presence. Now ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his presence around you. Ask him to show you his face. Ask him how he feels about you and what he wants to do in and around and through you today. Open your heart and mind to him. Tear down any walls you have built up between you and him. Rest in the glorious presence of your Heavenly Father. Take time to allow his presence to go deeper, or in deeper, and ask him to make you increasingly aware of his goodness and nearness. In Psalm chapter 84, verses 1 through 4, how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yet faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home and a swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars. O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. We are created for a direct connection with the Heavenly Father. Experience him is meant to be our lifeblood. Walking and talking with him is the absolute most important part of life. From this type of relationship with God comes purpose, ability, grace, and love for others. This connection is what fuels us to live life here for full, satisfied, empowered, and open to the Holy Spirit's guidance. Fight for your relationship with God above all else. Let nothing come before time spent with your Heavenly Father and experiencing His goodness. May you live, breathe, move, and work in the presence of God today. Amen. I highly suggest you to read Psalm chapter 84 and bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Well, now this brings us to the point of, okay, I'm asking you, okay, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. You will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Do you lack purpose in life and need some? Do you suffer from anxiety or depression? Or are you suffering from something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol, drugs, pornography, okay, gambling, overeating? Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But all you have to do is ask Him to come into your life, okay? Because if He doesn't know you, He can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior today? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the gift, the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Amen. Okay. Well, let's play some more music here. We got no callers at this particular time, so let's play some more music.
Find a clip on the ground. Chillin' till we came about the building and we heard somebody yelling. It was telling everybody, lay down, lay down, lay down. Situation hot like Cape Town. Hey now, hey now. Do I trust God or the K now? Cause when you're laying face down, when you hear the sound of an AK spray letting off around, I'm on second thought, to the Holy Spirit, check my heart and I receive that, G-check, out of respect for God, that fear, I eat that, with a deep breath, bold faith on the side, if I die, no regret, I confess, who laid down in my place, when I pray, I get feedback, believe that, I know I'm surrounded by grace, and if ever you need that, seek that, and believe that, by faith, and instead of with a weed at, you'll see that, we all need to be asked, for praise and talk about the part of me to make it hard for me to live accordingly with that hope, fight with the all of me, but unfortunately it keep calling me on that note, against that it's hard to revolt, fighting and I'm writing down all of these quotes, hope to inspire all of these folks so the Lord would acquire all of these souls, back to the situation at hand, no, block lit up like a dance floor, in the middle of blazing ammo, spark so bright like you're shooting with a candle, oh,
if this was a scream. lives, so we taking risks.
They taking risks.
Committing sin, we gotta live. It is what it is. Red dot on your white tee, it look like Japan. The 40 years on me, and if I get high, they blow like a fan. They talk about the hood like they know the answer, but never been in. Committed sin, we gotta live. It is what it is. Yeah, yeah. Everybody got the answers. They say that they plan is the master. They preach it to us like they passed.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, the government treat us like cancer. The prison system make us bastards. I sit on the news and it's plastered. We can't even turn to charity. They make money off our tragedy.
They get the money.
If life is school or hard knocks, the street will teach you like academy. Everybody in their glass house tell us what we need to do to make it out. When they was born on the mountaintop, they ain't seen the bottom. They don't know the route.
They don't know.
You think that we choose this environment?
Yeah.
I wish I could choose that entitlement.
Yeah.
Instead of being born in poverty and hungry hyenas surrounding me. The Fortune 500 won't hire me. So we create our own economies with dope money, our salary, just to feed our families.
I close my eyes and pray that God deliver me. Churches moving to our hood, but they don't come and speak. Why they gentrify? We risk our life.
We're
selling dope, you probably die.
I got fat thighs, yeah, don't look fat, nah, yeah. I daily fight the light, yeah. That's my new diet. 100 stabs on the back, but I'm straight, yeah,
I'm straight.
I've been down for the count, I'm okay,
yeah.
I've been fighting everything, trying to kill me, yeah. Lucy tried to take my soul, but I'm still G.
I can't take it.
En este mundo siempre existe gente que te subestima. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste para subir a la cima. Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo te llevan la misma. Yo camino por calle de oro y no de calamina. Yo no tengo letra que asesina, leo la Biblia pa' subir a tarima. Pa' todo el que se pase soy la mina y si el diablo se mete yo tengo la rima. Rima, rima, que te casa grima, siempre escucho eso, siempre son la misma. Yo te traje la gritomicina pa' toda la esquina, así que te fascina. Angel Brown, Optimus, ja. En este mundo siempre existe gente que te subestima. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste pa' subir a la cima. Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo te llevan la misma. Yo camino por calle de oro y no de calamina. Yo no tengo ni el encima. Leo la Biblia pa' subir a tarima. Cuando el que se pase soy la mina. Siempre existe gente que tengo la rima. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste pa' subir a la cima. Yo te traje la gritomicina pa' Espíritu Santo te lleva la mina. Dinero, 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 dinero. Yo no tengo letra que asesina. Leo la Biblia pa' subir a tarima. Rapeando nada más se le nota su ego. Rima, rima, que te causa grima. Siempre escucho eso, siempre son la misma. Desde diciembre enero, siempre le sirvo a Dios verdadero. Dinero, 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 dinero. Yo no soy el primero, no soy el segundo, tampoco el tercero. Rapeando nada más se le nota su ego. Me dijeron que no cante trap, que me ponga de nuevo pa'l rap. Desde diciembre enero, siempre le sirvo a Dios verdadero. No soy yo, póngase a administrar, que mi Cristo pronto va a llegar. Yo no soy el primero, no soy el segundo, tampoco el tercero.
Lo tuyo, lo tuyo.
Llegaron los que mandan tu bocina. Me dijeron que no cante trap. Lo sagro que lo voy pa'l rap. Es de prende que se trata mi rima. En la gestión que no tenemos inscriba. Lo que no soy yo porque lo tenis trap. Con su Cristo yo no voy a llegar. Yo te lo que digo.
Conmigo se otra.
Es lo mismo que tu papá. Si de repente te va a pedir. Llegaron los que mandan tu bocina. Retiramos el sol por mi niña y a mi ley. Ponemos los huevos a creer. Y estamos caros más de 20 rey. Mi familia y yo no nos vamos a pedir.
Dinero, 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 dinero.
Dinero, dinero.
Muchos lo tienen, nada más de primer.
Nada más de primer.
Rapiendo nada más, se le nota su
pez.
Parece que las almas no están de primer. Estamos fallos, no queremos valle. Tú estás claro, mano, que tenemos el power. Tienes tus y sour, también fumas agua. Aquí lo hacemos como Every Fighter. Me dijeron por el que la calle controla. Te subo el de Bush, también tú la enrola. Ponte pa' que
no se presta. More about the igloo, get on my wrist. Run out of option, we gotta survive, so we taking risks. Come in and stand, we gotta live, it is what it is.
I be giving all I got. Really living more than sentimental. Put it in the middle of an instrumental. Every jot and tittle from a brother pencil riddle. With the scribbles of the father's riddles. Let me get a griddle. Can I cook a little with the modesty? I tell him I am not playing, boy. Jesus coming back and I am not saying, boy. You loving money ain't looking too favorable. Blood on my hands if I don't say what I say to you. Hip hop is dying and I brought the saber to it. Then it's unbreakable. You better make a move. What you gonna take with you? I never switched up, I never ditched up. When they dissed us, I didn't flinch up. That's my sister, we don't give up. Ready to die for the truth that clinched us. You can't bitch us.
Alrighty.
cause I blow. No, we don't play. Then I throw any of you up, okay? Swings up, shorty, swings up, shorty, swings up, shorty. Boy, oh, I like it driver. I got fat thighs, yeah. Don't look fat, nah, yeah. Daily fight the life. That's my new diet. 100 stabs, I'm not fat, but I'm straight, yeah. I've been down for the count, I'm okay, yeah. I've been fighting everything, trying to kill me. Lucy tried to take my soul, but I'm still G.
Alrighty, I guess I'll stop torturing you with music. Alright, okay. Let's take a caller. We got 111 caller. Okay. Hello, 111.
Kenny, what's up, bud?
Not much, Bo. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm just glad to see that your show is back. Can you hear me good?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. Well, I mean, how have you been?
Good. I'm been good.
Well, how's Tony F doing?
He's doing great. How
That's
are you
good.
Doing?
Well, was the birthday weekend or week or whatever we shall say? I mean, was it a fun event?
Well, it was. You talking about the birthday party?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, well, it was a fun event. We didn't do anything out of the way. We just went to go eat. And that was about it.
Well, how many years is this, the celebration?
He turned 58.
58, wow. That's wonderful. That's great.
Yeah, Bob, I'm getting ready to turn the big 60.
Okay, so you're older than him.
Yeah.
Well, when do you turn the big 60?
In October.
In October, okay. Well, I mean, you're not that much older than him, but I'm sure you catch hell for it, though.
I get teased. I'm an old man.
But, well, I mean, so... just like to all your listeners, you know, that didn't know, I mean, you're in perfectly good health. You just took a hiatus off just because you were a little burnt out on the show, right? It wasn't for health reasons or anything like that, right?
No, it wasn't for health reasons. I just took some time off.
It wasn't because you were like pissed off at your listeners or anything like that. It was just that you were just a little burnt out. All right, that's what I was just, you know, wanting to let the message out to the masses. I mean, because you know you disappeared for over a week and people were worried about you and people tried to contact you and. They couldn't get a response back, and people were really worried about you, and so anyway, I was just going to get that out there, the message out there that you're fine, and you know, it wasn't a health-related, you know, app.
No, health-related. I was just taking some time off. Yeah. I was getting a little, I've been doing this show for over 5 years now. Okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, at one point I was doing them every day. Okay, I did them every day for 3 years straight, and then, you know, then I decided to sit there and cut back to 3 days a week. Okay, and with that being said, you know, I cut down more. Okay, but I'm gonna start going back to 3 days a week. So,
yeah, and I think you should. I mean because the world needs to hear what you have to say, you know, and I think that you had a good show going, and I think that you really should, you know, try to at least do, you know, three nights a week. I mean, because I'll be here to support you every three nights of the week that you do your show, Kenny, okay?
All right. Well, thank you, Bo.
Well, is there any other callers on the line?
Yes, there is.
All right. Well, let's pick them up and hear what they have to say.
All righty. Okay. Hello, man, Mark.
Hey, Kenny. Hi, Bo. How are you guys?
Oh,
we're doing
that's fine, man. My bud from New York.
That's it, man. I also want to say happy birthday to Tony Farrar. I heard that Kenny took him to a nice romantic meal at a Mexican restaurant. And I also heard Kenny's been walking funny for about 2 or 3 days now. So I know Farrar got to take care of some business. I hope you heal up quick, Kenny.
I haven't been walking funny at all.
Whoa.
Oh, that's what someone told me, Kenny, that you were complaining that you were trying to not get in too much details, but limping,
walking,
let's say.
Yeah, walking bow-legged, as they call it.
Exactly.
No, not true.
Not true at all?
No, not true.
Well, I'm also glad you're back, Kenny. I'm sorry, Bo.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Well, I'm back.
Back and bruised?
Say what?
Where is Farrar?
Oh, he's in the living room watching the Olympics.
That's all he does is watch TV, huh, Kenny?
Yeah.
What'd you do today?
Well, I got the show put together. Pretty much, I woke up last night at about 3:45 in the morning, okay, and I couldn't go back to bed, so I went out and watched some TV until about...
You must really be sore, Kenny. You must be really sore if you're getting up at 4 in the morning.
No, I do that sometimes.
What TV shows or the Olympic events did you watch when you woke up?
I didn't watch the Olympic events. I watched crime shows, true crime.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Were you on the episode, Kenny, or no?
I like crime.
was the episode about a dead man steals truck?
No.
Okay.
Hey, Kenny, I was listening to that music, and it sounded like there was all kinds of swearing and a bunch of other stuff going on that last song you were playing. Where the hell did you get that from?
There's no swearing.
Kenny, there was swearing. It was Tony Gaga and you in there. Where'd you get that song from?
Beanie made me some mixes, some gospel mixes, hip-hop mixes, and I was playing his music.
Kenny, I'm not sure about how gospel those remixes were, but you've been played.
I heard you say, Kenny, it sounded like a sex tape.
It wasn't.
Is there any other callers, Kenny? Take another call. Take another caller, Kenny, and let's get a third opinion on this.
Okay, absolutely. Let's take another caller. 111, you're on the air.
This is Willie from the Moon.
Hey, Willis. How you doing?
I don't know, Kenny. Just love your show.
That's great. I'm glad you could join us.
This is Willie from the Moon.
Hello, Willie.
Where's your cousin Don tonight?
Kenny,
just from you like saying that all blacks are related, that's a little racist. But
no!
I'll let it go.
He is related to Don.
You're sure that Willie from Des Moines is related to Don Cornelius?
Yes, they're cousins.
Okay. All right. Can you confirm this, Willie from Des Moines?
You're Don Cornelius.
Okay. All right. Well, I apologize. I thought that you jumped the gun there a little bit there, but I apologize.
No, it's okay. It's okay. You talk about, you got any more color on the hole?
No, nobody else has pressed the one key. We got another caller.
Amen.
Hold on, Kenny, I just got a message.
Hello, good evening, Ken. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Well, not too bad. Well, first of all, happy birthday there, Farrar. Hope you guys had fun. And, Kenny, did I hear, were you sore or something? You woke up early? I only caught part of it. You were hurt and sore and you woke up early at 4 in the morning?
Oh, my.
No, I wasn't sore. I just woke up early.
Oh,
Kenny,
yeah,
I got a message, Kenny, saying, yeah, but hold on, guys. I just got a message that is saying that Kenny's underwear were full of blood.
Oh, my.
No.
Out. That had hurt.
Ungodly.
That was a rough night.
Jeez. So did I hear right that Farrar is over watching the Olympics? Is that because they're wearing, like, those tight outfits and all that kind of stuff?
No.
Is he really watching on there?
He's watching the Olympics.
Is
he whacking it to, like, Michael Phelps, or what's he doing? I mean...
No.
Hey, Kenny, I just got another message from Johnny Longfeather. He was wondering if you could say a prayer for him because his air conditioner broke and he's having arguments in his house. So would it be possible
Amen.
For you to say a prayer for the Longfeathers?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can say a prayer for the Longfeathers.
All right.
Okay.
All heads bowed.
Dear God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Okay, will you please fix Johnny Longfeather's air conditioner? Okay, and make his family more comfortable during this season of the heat, okay? I know it must be uncomfortable, and there's arguments being started. So bring the air back, okay, to Johnny Longfeather's home so they can live comfortably. Amen.
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 Because the humidity in Seymour, Indiana, I mean, is unbearable without air conditioning. So Lord, please spare him from that.
Amen.
Okay,
got to take another caller. We got a 111 caller. 111.
Hey, what's happening there? This is Beanie Loco.
What's up, Beanie?
Yeah, this is Beanie. I live in Costa Rica.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, this is the real Beanie Loco.
Okay.
I did some mixes for you. Do you like a bit of calm?
Say what? Oh, okay, he dropped. All right.
Well,
okay,
if that
well,
was
like,
the real...
I guess it's just us, guys.
Well, Kenny, where's Tony at?
He's in the living room watching TV.
Well, is he available to talk or not at this moment?
I'll find out. Let me go ask. I'll be right back, guys.
Okay.
Tony, are you available to talk? No,
just talk. What's up, y'all?
Hey, Tony F. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you.
I just wanted to know, how was your birthday? How did you feel about Kenny treating you on your birthday to a Mexican buffet and so forth?
It was an all right day.
Well, as you say, like an all right day, I mean, like, what do you mean by that?
It was an all right day. The weather was all right. The food was all right. The company was all right. It was all right.
Okay. Well, so you're saying that, you know, it passed the test, correct?
Yeah, it was all right.
Okay. what do you mean by that?
Well, it was all right. How much detail do you need? It was all right.
It sucks. Yeah,
no,
I mean,
I didn't say it sucked. I said it was all right.
Well, you didn't say
it was good either.
Would you
have rather have gone, you know, been treated to, you know, a filet mignon at a steakhouse rather than a buffet or, you know?
No, he took me where I asked to go.
No, okay. So,
well, Tony,
that was your
favorite restaurant
to go to was a
Mexican
buffet?
No, that's not my favorite restaurant to go to. That happens to be a restaurant where some friends of ours enjoy that restaurant, and they were going to meet us for dinner, so we went to that restaurant. We go there quite often, and it's a Mexican buffet. What's the big deal?
Okay, well, I mean, and the next question I have, like why wouldn't it be like a romantic like, you know, one-on-one anniversary date or a birthday date, you know, instead of like a whole, like, a family you adventure.
Just answered your own question. You just answered your own question. It's not our anniversary, and it's not Valentine's Day, so why does it have to be romantic?
Well, I mean, like, for your birthday,
is,
I mean.
It is the day that my mother popped me out of her body. What is romantic about that?
Okay.
Well, that day comes once a year, and your significant other should take advantage of that and take you to a nice spot. I mean, next thing you know, he takes you to a Mexican restaurant, and he can't walk. Now the guy's bow-legged for a week.
He had nothing to do with it.
Well,
I mean,
I guess you're right if you ask him to take you there.
That's why I asked him to take me.
I mean, but Tony, like, it's an all-you-can-eat. I mean,
I still don't see the problem.
Okay, if you don't see the problem, then nobody sees the problem. It's your birthday, it's your day of the year.
I also went to a higher scaled seafood restaurant for my birthday with another friend. With another friend, I went and had a steak dinner. So really, what's the problem here? I had a great week.
We want to make sure you're getting taken care of by your boyfriend or husband or whatever you call him.
I guarantee you do not need to worry about me being care of. We've been together a long
time. I guarantee you I do.
We've been together a long time.
I mean,
yep,
totally, like you're like totally on the defense here. I mean, I'm just asking questions. I mean, we're all friends here. I mean, don't feel, you know, so defensive here. I'm just asking questions.
No, there's no offense taken, but you're acting like you're surprised that we went to a buffet. Are we like the only people that go to buffets? Is it like
Tony,
taboo?
Only,
oh my God, they went to a buffet.
No.
Ooh, don't talk to them. They're buffet
no,
eaters.
No, Tony, there's nothing wrong with going to a buffet. But I'm saying that you...
They went to a buffet.
No. No, Tony.
I am
only...
Maxine. We're buffeters.
Okay. Tony, if you would allow me to speak here, the only, like, thing that, like, for your buffet dinner, like, that you went out with a group of people instead of a couple, that shocked me as odd. I mean, but if that's not odd to
What is odd about it?
I apologize.
We haven't seen people in over a year. We haven't gone out to dinner with people in over a year. So what is weird about that? We went out for my birthday with people that we consider family and went to a buffet. I don't get it. What is so weird and twisted? Now, have we gone butt naked to the buffet or... I don't know. The buffet was outside, served by savages, maybe, or they served nothing but dog meat. I mean, maybe, but
that sounds like
Do they have buffets where you live?
An Ardash bash or an anal bash at Ardash is what you just described.
I don't think the buffets are open here. I don't think they're open yet under because of COVID restrictions.
Well, they're open
You're
in Texas.
You're touching spoons and stuff after. Yeah, but you're touching
open
spoons
in Texas.
And stuff after other people.
I can't believe y'all got me up for this. For silliness.
Well, can you discuss why Kenny's been walking funny for a week?
I didn't realize Kenny was walking funny for a week.
All right,
you know more than I
Tony.
Do.
Tony, I know that you always keep it 100% honest. What is the reason Kenny has been absent for over a week? Like, is it like health reasons, or is he demoralized, or like, what do you think it is?
Somebody give you the honest truth.
Yes.
Somebody give
you
the
as
honest
you always
truth.
Do. As
wait,
you
wait,
always
wait.
Do. Yeah.
You want me to give you the honest truth before? Make sure you say yes before I do.
Yes. Yes,
you want
please.
The honest truth? Okay. Here is the honest truth. Kenny took a week off because he was tired of dealing with y'all. He wanted some rest. So he took a week off. Where's the problem? There you go. Exactly what he told you. I needed
well, why
to
couldn't
some...
he tell us that?
Needed a
yeah,
break.
I mean...
There it is. He needed a break from
well,
this show. And he took it.
Well,
why couldn't he tell us that? He wasn't going to commit suicide. Nothing like that. He wasn't off the wagon drinking in a gutter. He was just tired of it. So he took a break. And now he's ready to go again. He needed a little disco nap. He took one. We all need a break from things sometime. Don't you think?
Well, yes. And thank you for your honesty, Tony F.
You're welcome. I can always rely on it. You're welcome.
Exactly. Kenny, why didn't you tell us that?
He did.
No, he didn't. I talked to him last night. You don't know what he said because you weren't even home.
Kenny said that he hadn't been feeling well. And yes,
I was home last night
when he was in Discord. I was in the living room.
I mean, but Kenny blamed it on health reasons.
Do what?
Kenny blamed it on health reasons.
No, I didn't blame it on health reasons.
Kenny, yes, you did.
I did not. I took some time off. Okay, and I took some time off.
You weren't feeling good.
I didn't say I wasn't feeling good. I said that, okay... But I wanted to take some time off, okay, because I needed to take some time off, and I took some time off.
Hey, Kenny, is there any 111 callers?
Yes, there's plenty of them.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, well,
let me take some Johnny's in there.
111.
Hey, Kenny, how you doing?
I'm all right. Who's this?
You don't know who this is?
Well, why else would you ask, who is this?
I thought you knew who this is. This is Gabriel.
Gabriel? Hey, how you doing,
Gabriel? Yeah, we met at Haven for Hope.
Oh, Lord, another one of these.
Do you remember me?
Week before... When exactly
I
did
came
this
from,
come along?
It was this past week. I came from Cuba. I'm a defector from Cuba.
That's where Cuba was born.
So, defector.
Oh, a defector. I thought he said a detective.
No.
Well,
I defected from Cuba.
So what's your question, caller?
You have any more 111 callers?
I did have them, but they all hung up.
Are they racist against Cubans?
I have no clue. Oh,
because
we got another
Joe
one.
Biden...
Oh, well, we got two more 111 callers. Let me take it. Here we go. 111.
Semen.
111. Oh, they hung up. Oh, okay.
Probably for the best. I came in here and they're just boring.
Am I still on the phone?
Yes, you are.
Where is Doug?
Isn't this Doug? I thought this was Doug.
No.
It sounded like Doug.
Gabriel.
Could be Doug. Oh, Gabriel, the Cuban defector without an accent. He's very good English for a Cuban defector.
Yeah, I learned English in Cuba.
Yeah. And they did a very good job teaching you. No accent whatsoever. Love it.
Yes, because my mother... Help me to get rid of the accent. She said by eating hamburgers, I could sound white.
She did an excellent job.
Because you know what they say, eating hamburgers keeps all the dictators away.
Hamburgers.
Yeah.
Okay. We should eat more hamburgers and keep away the dictators.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
I have a question.
Okay.
How do you heal a broken pipe?
How do you heal a broken pipe?
Yes.
Duct tape it. Duct tape fixes everything.
But when I say broken pipe, I mean the other pipe.
What pipe? Our pipe, water pipe.
So you
sewer
want
pipe.
Me to put duct tape around my pipe?
Well, if it's broken, tape it up. Wrap it up.
I heard they said if you tape it up, it will explode.
No. Why wouldn't it explode? It's a pipe. You're not
so
stepping it
for
with
our. Do you
oh, my
have
God,
any...
Kenny, you're actually going to tell me, like, I don't know what he's talking about?
Tony Farrar, do you have tips on how to lick the tip?
What? You want tits?
Do you have tips? How to lick
like,
the tip?
Cool. I saw
it's
this
a
thing
Christian
on TV,
question.
A show called Oz, and they had lots of tits in the prison, but that was drugs. I don't do drugs. Are you a drug pusher? Are you trying to push drugs on me? Did you bring drugs from Cuba? Is that what this is all about? Are you like
remember
Scarface?
The drugs? Remember the drugs I gave you?
No, I'm done talking to you. I think you're a drug dealer.
Them.
I'm cocaine. Goodbye.
No. No drug dealer here.
Do you have any other callers?
Yes, I do, actually. 111111 caller.
Oh, Lord.
111.
Goodbye. You
111. Oh. 111.
Butt sex.
We should go back to music.
Well,
yeah.
Hold on. Am I still on the line?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, well, good. do not go to music, please. Tony, there was photos on you. I don't know if it was on Instagram or TikTok or something that you were in a wig shop chopping for wigs. Did you have any success with the wigs? Did you buy any wigs?
God, y'all look up some old photos.
Yeah, I told them it was old photos.
That is an old photo.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Well,
apologies,
that's just what somebody posted. I mean, I don't know if it's from yesterday or from 2 years ago.
God. Oh, my God. I feel like a celebrity. I feel like a Kardashian. My photos. Did it get any likes?
I don't know. Tony, that's the question I'm asking.
Of all the photos they want to talk about, me shopping for wigs. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a hard job, though.
That is.
Yeah, it's a very hard job, the shop of wigs.
And
oh, and another thing,
Tony.
While we're on the subject, you know, that Kenny always tells you that I'm watching TV.
Yeah.
COVID is on the uprise again in a lot of states, and it's also on the rise really heavy here in San Antonio. The hospitals are having a problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's people dying. It's not very a happy thing. So we are trying to go out as little as possible now. So
okay,
if you hear us sitting in the living room watching TV, it's because I can't be out doing things.
So you might as well watch TV.
You might as well watch TV.
All right, well, Tony, what strand of the vaccine did you take?
What strand did I take? I took Pfizer.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, me too.
I took another one. I can't recall the name of it, but yes. But that's all good.
There's only three. There's only Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson. It's not like you have 10,000 to choose from.
I took the first one.
I don't know which one I took.
I took the first one.
Yeah, that means you take one. That was funny, though. Good try, Bo.
But, okay, all right, well. What were we saying before?
We were discussing how you don't know what vaccine you took.
But yes, I've taken the vaccine, so
we're
good for the course.
Have the doctor check you. Your mind may be slipping.
Oh my. Hopefully not.
Let's hope. Sometimes it sneaks up early.
Let's take another. We got a 111 caller. Okay. 111. You're on the air.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Hola, ¿cómo estás? Pastor Ken.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, man. Just calling. I heard you took the Pfizer.
Yeah, I took the Pfizer, yeah.
Do you know people that took the vaccines are the ones spreading COVID?
Oh, my.
Because the spike proteins, it attacks the spike proteins. And so when it attacks the spike proteins, it comes out of the sweat, the cough, or the poop, you know? And so if you cough, it's releasing the COVID.
The cough or the poop? Oh, my.
What?
The COVID.
Yes, if you have COVID, you can't spread it by coughing. But if you've been vaccinated, you're not going to spread COVID because you won't have COVID. Unless you catch it from
But that is not true. They are lying to you.
3% chance.
No, they're lying to you because
variant.
You can still get COVID. You can still get COVID.
You can be vaccinated and still catch COVID. They've said that from the beginning. That's not a secret. Never has been. People just chose
but
to take off their masks and run around like we are normal again. We will never be normal. We are going to wear masks.
It's all a big lie because it's a government. It's all a big lie. It's a government because have you ever heard of the Nuremberg?
The what?
The Nuremberg Code, where they hanged all the people from the media, from Germany, the doctors.
This is
Nuremberg
time.
Soldiers. They killed them because they were infecting them with medical vaccines.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Well, some people believe in taking vaccines and some people don't. Okay, it's just one of those things.
Your choice.
Yeah,
kind of like
your
sometimes
choice.
You act like a nut and sometimes you don't.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I thoroughly believe it should be your choice to take the vaccine, but I think that if you don't take the vaccine, you should sign a card. And it should be notarized card that you carry with you at all times that says, if I get COVID and I get sick, please do not treat me at any emergency room or physician's office.
Oh, my.
But the ones who took the vaccine will only have 5 years to live.
So, I personally think that's how it should be done. You don't want to be vaxxed, don't be. But don't come yelling at the hospital when you get sick and you're dying. From something you could have cured yourself.
But I never.
All right, well, I never I have a have a question by Johnny Longfeather. He asked if either Tony F. or Kenny Fishman would go balls deep in Jamie Lynn. Jamie Lynn, what are your what do you say, guys?
I don't know. We don't know anybody by that name.
Well, could you look at the feed and predict?
Well, I don't see anything in the feed, so no.
Okay. Well, Kenny, could you direct Tony F's direction into the feed? And...
No, but well, we're not here to discuss who we'd go balls deep in anyway, so it's not even worth going any further in this conversation.
Okay. All right. So you would not go balls deep. Okay. All right.
Let's
Tony,
move on.
Tony F, that's all. Okay. That's all
okay,
you have to
let's
say.
Let's move on. Act like all the educated right. person you are, Bo.
Okay.
Don't drag yourself into the gutter.
Tony F, I respect your opinion, and I will not say anything further.
Well, good.
All right. All right. Well, I'm going to wrap up the show.
No,
we'll
not
about,
wrap up.
About a minute
wrap
left.
Up the show. Oh, God.
Okay, I'm going to say God bless everybody.
Lame.
And,
am I still live on air?
Huh?
Kenny, am I still live on air?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I would like to say happy birthday, Tony F. And
thank you.
I hope this is the best year of your life. And you...
Hope not.
Well, no. This will be the happiest year of your life. Because you expect it and you respect it. So here's to you, bud. Till
thank
then.
You both. Good night, y'all. Did your show just end?
Yeah, it's getting ready to. Okay, so okay, God bless everybody. Have a good night. And if I try to do
you,
a show tomorrow.
Till next time.
Okay, tune in. All right.
Till next
God
time,
bless.
Buddy.
Good night.
Love you.
Love you, too.